What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the unexplained to the mundane, come join us on a journey to the fringe.
Hello and welcome to Journey to the Fringe, a podcast not mentioned in the Epstein files. We are your podcast hosts, Taylor and Chelsea, also not mentioned in the Epstein files. I specifically checked all three of those things, Chelsea.
Oh,
and it actually got me a little worried when your name took you a few minutes and it said it was searching a little while longer than everything else, but it came back clean.
I'm glad that we're putting that right out there to begin this episode with.
How many podcasts are going to go out there and make that claim early on?
It's true.
I think you just got to make sure that you're up front with everybody.
Yep.
This is surprisingly not Epstein related in any way. Chelsea, you remember how we did that one episode on the drunkards of Ghana and it somehow shot up our like Ghana listenership?
Yes. Forever.
Forever and always.
They're still listening to us.
Well, they better be, because this is a Ghana-oriented episode.
Fuck, they're gonna love us. Hi.
I really hope I don't butcher your guys' culture and, like, background of everything going on with this story. But we're gonna cover a guy by the name of Evans Eshin, who is in the news recently. There's going to be an update likely later in the year on him as well, because this is a very new story. And Chelsea, are you ready to learn about the man who more formally goes by Ebo Noah?
Yeah, I am.
The story of Evans Eshin, as far as I can tell, basically goes back to August of 2025. He existed for about 30 years before August of 2025, but all of that is completely irrelevant and we do not need to worry about that at all. As far as I can tell, he went to university and he was a security guard at a school. That's it.
Okay.
But he was also a TikTok influencer. And in August of 2025, he decided to take on the persona of Ebo Noah, or even sometimes called Ebo Jesus.
Okay.
I should say he's in Ghana, as I said, kind of starting the story off, making sure that we're all on the same page
I'm
with
so
that.
I'm so glad you didn't say some other country.
Very weird Malaysian man. No. Chelsea, I need you to go on YouTube and I need you to search Ebo Noah News and you're going to find his YouTube channel. I don't want you to read any of the names of the YouTube videos because they kind of give away how the story's going.
Okay, but I'm just here want on the... Oh, Ebo Noah and his Argon. This is clearly AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're there. I would like you to tell me his profile picture. What's he look like?
The most striking thing is the potato sack that he's wearing.
Yes. And that becomes his persona, Ebo Noah. I don't think he has taken this off since August of 2025.
It does look breezy.
In August of 2025, he claims that he got in contact with God. And God said, guess what, Mr. Noah? We're going to have a flood. It's going to be on Christmas Day of this year. You're going to have to build 8 to 10 arcs. And anybody that decides to follow you, you're going to have to let onto these arcs.
Okay.
So in August, he starts advertising. And I shouldn't say, I don't know when he actually had this communion with God. But in August, it starts to get out there that this guy is here. And articles start to come out. He built, apparently, this came out of yen.com.gh, one of Ghana's news sources, this article. He built about 8 to 10 large wooden arcs with the help of local fishermen and invited his followers to donate, fast, and even sell treasures to join. Thousands of people, including from neighboring countries such as Liberia, flocked to the ark's locations in regions such as Elmina and Kumasi. And apparently these people just abandoned their houses and traveled to the site with luggage, believing that they needed to be saved from this coming flood. Chelsea, I'm just going to share my screen so we can look at some of these videos together.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to click on them so bad.
I'm pretty sure from the videos, at most, I can only confirm 2 arcs were ever built. So there's this one's being built.
It's really small.
And you can see beside it, there's one.
It's large for boat standards, but small for an arc.
Yeah, you're not fitting 2 of 4 different animals on
I
there.
I wonder if he addresses that. The animals. Okay, this is catchy music.
So there's that, and then there's this one of him on the outside of a boat. So they're building a boat. I should say he's not speaking English. He's speaking one of the other native dialects in Ghana. But he does speak English quite a bit as well.
Okay.
And here he is, of course, playing his potato sack man. Apparently one ark is ready to contain 600 million people.
No, I just saw the ark. That is not true.
I think maybe 20. But apparently, that's that whole thing. He had 8 to 10. They were ready. Oh, and here's the one where you can kind of see there's probably two arcs because you can see two arcs in this video.
Okay, this but one he looks says bigger than 8 the to last 10. One. Where's he getting the money for this?
Well, as people are donating. They bring their stuff. They're donating okay. to... Oh, no, sorry. You can see three in this one for sure. So there's probably three.
This is so weird.
This is happening.
I would want to watch the AI ones if we can later.
Oh, yeah. The AI ones are awful. Like, he's not in them at all.
No, it didn't look like it.
So this is happening, and like people keep coming, and he's got thousands of people around where he's been building these things. And as the day starts creeping closer, on December 24th, Eben Noah announced on the evening that he talked to God and he's been fasting, and God allowed the postponement of the apocalypse. He said, God, we need additional time to build more arcs because we got so many people coming here. And God finally said, yeah, you know what, Eben Noah, you are right. You got too many people. We just that can't do right. it this way.
That checks out, I would think.
So
probably.
And obviously the flood on December 25th, Christmas, didn't end up happening. He releases the video also on the 25th, claiming that his prayers and fasting had persuaded God to postpone the destruction rather than admitting the prophecy had failed. And then,
you know what? I love this because we don't see that a whole lot in the community, people admitting that their prophecy didn't come true. But,
well, no, he talked to God and let it stall. Like, they postponed yeah. it. They agreed to it. But yeah. Chelsea, there's so many twists that you're not going to be expecting here.
Really?
Yeah, it has to do a lot with the quirks of Ghana. I'm just gonna read this article. This okay. comes out on the 26th. In a surprising move, the self-styled prophet Eben Noah joined Ghanaian rapper Michael Owusu Addo, huh? known as Sarkodie, on stage during the Rapaholic 2025 concert and started to rap, receiving cheers from thousands of concert goers.
Wow.
Ghanaians who took to the comment section of the video have shared varied opinions on Eben Noah's decision to appear at the Rapaholic concert. Ferati stated, quote, Ghana is not a serious country, and that's why our leaders are fooling us. How can someone who caused fear and panic among citizens be walking freely without being held accountable? End quote. Dio added, quote, the way he gets aura too. You see how he turned his head and didn't even look at Sark at the end of the video? End quote. Bright Bruce 2 added, quote, it's interesting to note how they creatively incorporated water into his stage presence, as showcased on the screen with water effects. It added an unexpected and amusing element to the performance. End quote.
That is awesome. Do we have a video of this?
I think it's somewhere on there, but somewhere else, because I couldn't find it on his page.
Okay, that's disappointing. That sounds really good.
Monstar wrote, quote, wait, ooh, so is Sarkodie aware of this? Like, did Sarkodie intentionally invite Eben Noah? And here, this guy is too much. Anyways, congrats to King Sark for hosting a successful event, Eben Noah. End quote. Anyhow, he also used that time to like make announcements as well, which just pissed people off. They don't set a later date for the flood. And the announcement that he was on stage outrages a bunch of people that he was involved with. A man reportedly set fire to one of the arcs because he felt deceived after his family left home for safety.
Oh.
Other followers were seen crying and were very disappointed. Meanwhile, some netizens criticized Eben Noah as a fraudster who took advantage of donations. It is evident from the purchase of a luxury Mercedes-Benz worth around US $89,000 after the postponement of the apocalypse.
Oh my gosh. I clued out for a second because I forgot people are mad because his prediction didn't
come true. His apocalypse didn't happen, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty... There's a ship on fire. That's the arc?
Yeah, that's one of the arcs.
I love that for them. Good job.
So his followers got pissed, and photos of the Mercedes are circulating online. Many were stunned to see how so many followers trusted him and gave away their money. And additionally, several people who believed his claims and went to the site are now stranded, unsure of what to do next. Now, I don't know exactly what's happened to the followers since this. this. But Ghana has a weird law. And it basically is that people who are making prophecies that have negative impacts can be arrested.
That is an insane law to have. I am curious as to how many people they had doing that before they made this law.
I'm going to go over a few of them, but it's not none. And in fact, apparently every time around Christmas, the Ghana police have to put up this statement.
What?
And I'm going to read it to you. The Ghana Police Service has reminded all, especially faith-based organizations, that the law on the communication of prophecies is still in force. The law prohibits the public communication of doomsday prophecies, particularly of deaths and harm and similar ones with the potential to lead to the breakdown of law and order. Police reminder on prophecy communication. 1. As the year comes to an end, the Ghana Police Service respectfully wishes to remind the general public, especially the religious community, of the law on publication of false news and urges its continued compliance. 2. We are grateful to faith-based groups and individuals for their compliance with the law so far, particularly in communicating prophecies. While this has protected the rights and freedoms of those who are normally affected by these prophecies, it has also fostered a society free of needless panic, fear, and alarm.
That's 3.
We urge the general public, especially faith-based groups and individuals, to continue to be patriotic and abide by the law, to ensure that the prevailing state of law, order, and security in our beloved country is maintained. 4. The police would like to remind the public that while we have the right to practice our faith and freedom of speech as guaranteed by our Constitution and democratic values, we want to reiterate that the enjoyment of these rights are subject to the respect for the rights and freedoms of others and for the public interest. 5. As we have come to consider December 27th as Prophecy Communication Compliance Day, the Ghana Police Service is once again urging religious communities to practice their faith within the legal framework. 6. In the spirit of the season, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a festive New Year.
I have so many questions. And so they posted this the day that the prophecy was to come true, you say?
They always post it December 27th of the year since December of 2021 when this law was incepted. So it was 2 days after and the day after Rapperholic 2025.
Okay, so that makes
probably the day of the Ark Fire.
This makes me curious for where this story is going. Because it sounds like he's probably breaking some laws in Ghana.
Yeah, there's also this description of this that's put out by the Presidential Envoy for Interfaith and Ecumenical Religions in the Office of the President. The guy who holds this office is Elvis Afriyi Ankra, and he has dismissed claims that the recent directive for prophets and other clergy to channel prophecies of national interest to his office will encourage fake prophecies. He said, on the contrary, the measure would help manage the system by categorizing fake prophecies from genuine ones and prevent fear and panic in the country. This follows a directive issued on August 10th of 2025 to all ecumenical heads, urging church leaders to ensure that any prophecies concerning high-profile political leaders, governance, national security, or public stability was formally relayed to the Office of the Presidential Envoy for urgent review. Mr. Afriyi Ankra said the move was to promote responsibility, discernment, and stewardship over the nation's destiny, and he noted that while harmless prophecies could be freely shared, cautionary ones should be handled carefully to avoid unnecessary public apprehension. He added that his office had already engaged several prophets privately to encourage cooperation and expressed confidence that genuine men and women of God would comply with the process. And this all seems to go back to 2021, as I said. There was a guy by the name of Prophet Jesus Ahuofe, and in October of 2021, he went viral with a claim that on October 18th of 2021, a musician by the name of Shate Wale was going to be shot dead.
That's not good.
No, and apparently the musician actually staged a fake gunfight where he died on that day, which threw everyone into a panic, but he was still alive. In December of 2021, they said enough is enough because this happens so often. We're putting this law in place because it just creates panic. And imagine they're talking about members of parliament are going to die this week.
Yeah.
It seems like this is just a common thing. And in fact, I have a few people that were investigated under this law that I was looking at, and I was Googling them, and they have their 2026 prophecies up for each of these prophets. There's one guy, I just need to find him really quick. His name is Emmanuel Badu Kobe. He really likes to just put out, I shouldn't say ridiculous prophecies, but he just really likes to prophesize who's going to win soccer matches, football matches, and he gets it wrong more than half the time. And he says it's prophesied and they get it, they lose.
I like that style of prophecy, though.
But I think he's really shoehorned himself in there, because I don't think that goes against the law to prophesy who's going to win football matches.
No, I think, from my understanding of Ghanaian law.
But yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous that this is a real thing. So, on January 1st of 2026, the Ghana police confirmed the arrest of Evans Eshin, widely known as Eben Noah. Okay. He is a self-styled prophet whose controversial prophecy of a global flood sparked national debate and concern in recent months. He was taken into custody on Wednesday, December 31st, 2025, by the Inspector General of Police Special Cyber Vetting Team, according to an official police statement. The arrest follows weeks of intense public attention around his prediction that a catastrophic flood would begin on December 25th, 2025, and that salvation could only be found in his specially constructed arks. And then, on January 5th of 2026, Chelsea, who do you think in the relations of Eben Noah goes viral?
The rapper.
No, his mom.
Oh.
She goes viral for a video where she's begging for the release of her son. She calls on numerous prominent Ghanaians, including but a bunch of people that are high up or celebrities in Ghana, to have mercy on her son. Quote, please, we beg. The IGP and Ghana police, we see all the good work you are doing. What Eben Noah did was not right. All the videos he recorded about building an ark were fabricated. He does not even have enough money for something like that. He played with the hearts of Ghanaians and believers, which was wrong. End quote.
Oh, is this her?
This is the mom in her video.
Okay. Noah has appealed to... Okay, it's on his YouTube channel.
I don't think it's going to be this, though, because she is saying he made it all up. So okay. I don't see why he would put that on there. And I'm just going to continue the quote here. Quote, we can only plead with the leaders in the country to have mercy on him. I am begging as his mother, please forgive him. He is not mad. He is just broke and needed a job and found a way to make money on TikTok. End quote. So he had his first court appearance and he is now out on bail. I believe the story's as of January 17th. I didn't write the date on it, unfortunately. Fresh out on bail, Eben Noah went live to share a brief but honest account of his prison experience, telling followers that the period was far from easy. And keep in mind, he was in jail for just over 2 weeks. He revealed that he spent about 3 weeks in custody, an experience he said tested him in ways he never anticipated. According to him, the loss of freedom, cramped conditions, and strict daily routines took a heavy toll, forcing him to adapt quickly to an unfamiliar and uncomfortable environment. He noted that the experiences taught him lessons that, in his words, quote, no sermon or advice ever could, end quote. During the live session, Eben Noah drew particular attention to his vivid descriptions of daily life in the cells. Speaking with a blend of seriousness and humor, he explained that mornings were spent sitting in extremely uncomfortable positions, a situation inmates jokingly refer to as, quote, sitting like a monkey, end quote. Nights, he said, were even more challenging. Sleeping arrangements were so tight that movement was nearly impossible. He likened the experience to sleeping like a fish, where personal space and comfort were virtually non-existent. Despite the harsh conditions, Eben Noah surprisingly admitted that there were moments he oddly found fun, though he did not elaborate much on what made those moments bearable. The preacher assured his followers that this was only a preview of his story and promised to share a detailed account on his prison experience on January 26th. His revelations have since sparked conversations online, with many followers expressing sympathy, curiosity, and anticipation for his full testimony. Although short, Chelsea, that's where the story ends for now. He's back in court in March.
This is crazy.
Unfortunately, I couldn't find the more detailed notes on prison as of yet, which will seem bad because this comes out like late February, so I'll definitely have read it by then. But I learned so many weird things that I did not know were a thing.
I recall watching this. I know you and I kept sharing things back and forth with it. Mostly the people flocking to the Ark through Reddit is where we were seeing these. Now, I'm quite enjoying his YouTube. It's just the shorts. Now, I just want to read these to you. So this is where I'm going to pick up. Obviously, there's the Ark stuff that you were showing me. This one shows a large python finding its way to the Ark. This is obviously before December 25th. People queuing to join Eben Noah's Ark. And it just shows what looks like hundreds and hundreds of people walking down like a hill, maybe. Then Eben Noah's Ark, everything's ready.
I really like the people queuing for Eben Noah's Ark is like nowhere near water.
Yep. Yeah.
But I guess technically you don't see an ark anywhere in it. And I also have to say, to be fair, if it's going to be a giant flood, it doesn't matter where you put the ark.
That is true.
It doesn't need to be near water.
Yeah.
But there's no ark anywhere in the video.
Nope, there's not. I don't know where they're going. Obviously, they had the directions. Next one, Ebenezer's Ark, everything is ready. Next one, and I can't see the dates on these. I can just imagine the progression, though. Next one is Ebenezer stepped out for his Ark launch. Next one is one of what I assume is the rap concert. He's standing holding a microphone in a red sky. Ebenezer this year's rapper-holic was ... It's not finishing.
Was massive. I was there.
Ebenezer, myself, and Sarkodie. Ebenezer
from Rapperholics, yeah.
I really want to watch this. I want to know what it sounds like. Ebenezer has shot down rumors is the next one. Then we got Ghana police arrest Ebenezer. So there's one of him in handcuffs.
Oh, they wouldn't let him wear the potato sack to
Then there's
prison.
Still no potato but sack then he gets in to that put it one. On. You're right. And then next one is clearly AI. This, I wonder if this wasn't, well, someone's obviously posting for him. Ebenezer's Ark, aftermath of the rain, clearly AI. Rainbows, there's some animals that are rainbow. Rainbow Ark. Then mother of Ebenezer has appealed to the, I don't know who. And how are they so well connected with so many celebrities in Ghana? Next one, Ebenezer's. Which is clearly an AI video with animals coming out of an ark. Next one, Ebenezer at police cells. This one says Ebenezer duet. I don't know. He's in the potato sack in handcuffs. What looks like maybe a police station. This next one looks like he's dancing. Ebenezer run out from jail. Court grants Ebenezer GH 100,000 bail. Next one is what I'm most intrigued by, I think. Ebenezer in his ark, and it's an old white man that's AI. I'm just so intrigued by this. Why? Why? Ebenezer was seen bathing in the scene. Tragedy in Jacobu, one dead, multiple in... Anyhow, I just really like the old white man.
I like, Chelsea, you left right before the one I want to learn more about, but I've never seen in the news, is Ebenezer on movie set. Anticipate.
I didn't even read that one. I need to start from the beginning tonight. I think.
Yeah.
Ebenezer on a new production. Anticipate. And he's in the potato sack. It's a backless potato set.
There's two things we're looking forward to with Ebenezer. First and foremost, probably the charges against him. I'm very curious to see how they go in March. Second, when God tells him the flood's going to happen. Because like he only delayed it. He didn't say it's not going to happen. He just gave him more time to build the arcs.
Yeah. And if he was smart, he would probably say like 2099.
Well, if he's really smart, he probably doesn't say anything until after charges are gone.
That's true. Apparently I'm not that smart, but... Well, great episode. I love that. That was a nice wrap-up of everything that I so vaguely knew already.
And it gives us something to look forward to, likely in a Fringy mini in the near future.
Yeah, I don't see this being more than a mini.
Or as like a year-end wrap-up, where are they now?
Unless we do like a nice wrap-up on whatever the production is. That might be enough for an episode. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe we get asked to be in the production. I don't
know. Maybe we could interview Ebenezer.
I don't know. I don't think we got the clout that he's looking for in an interview, but you never know.
I think we're huge in Ghana.
And with that, I have been Taylor, here with Chelsea. We are Journey to the Fringe. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Journey to the Fringe. If you have liked what you have listened to, please like, share, subscribe, or follow, depending on what venue you are listening to us through. Also, please, if possible, leave a 5-star review, as that really helps us in the algorithms. Should you wish to interact with us, please check us out on your social media of choice. I bet you we are there. And if you really want to communicate with us and give us ideas for new episodes or tell us that we're wrong and terrible, either way, please send us an email at journeytothefringe@gmail.com. For now, I'll see you in the next episode.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.